You are listening to TF Talk News, part of the TF Talk network of podcasts and live streams, where we give you the most relevant current stories in your fandom and more, all within 30 quick minutes or less. I'm your host, Mr. Starscream, and I'll be your guide to everything worth talking about that transformed since last episode.
It's your old buddy, Starscream.
I am the new leader of the Decepticons. From now on, you will take orders from me.
Discover more of our great shows at tftalk.net and follow us on social media channels at TFYLP. It's finally here, the War for Cybertron Netflix animated series. Did you stay up till all hours of the night like me to watch it the moment it went live? Oh, you have a life. Oh, good for you. Well, the series is 6 episodes long, and it's definitely worth a watch. I'm not alone in this thought, as I noticed just last evening that it was holding strong in the 7th spot on Netflix's current top 10 pieces of content. That being said, it will be very fascinating to see if the toy line benefits from what I like to call the Netflix effect, and War for Cybertron toys start disappearing from toy shelves one figure at a time. And so that's what we're going to focus on today, the toys, and specifically where you can still find them, what's going to be hot, and what's not. We're entering a minefield of spoilers going forward, so if you have not watched the show yet and don't want to know which characters made the cut, stop now and fire up your Netflix machine before I ruin all your fun. Welcome to the Netflix Effect edition of On the Shelf. So if you've seen the show and enjoyed it, you may find yourself yearning to get a hold of plastic versions of these War for Cybertron characters. Considering that most of these toys have already come and gone since 2019, this may be a tall order without draining your pockets on the aftermarket. But have no fear, I'm here to guide you on your way to oblivion as best that I can. Let's start with the easy stuff, the Walmart-exclusive Netflix War for Cybertron toy line. Earlier this year, an entire wave of Redecos was released exclusively at Walmart, and many of these are still adorning local shelves. These figures include 6 deluxes, 2 Voyager gift sets, and 1 Leader gift set. The deluxe characters include Sideswipe, Hound, Chromia, and Decepticon Spy Mirage. All of these figures were previously released in the Siege toy line, but the Netflix Redecos are significantly different as they are cast in black and gray plastic, and feature quite a bit more paint than their predecessors. Of note is that this Mirage is purple and sports Decepticon logos, as he was seen incredibly briefly in a scene of the show. There's one more deluxe that was short-packed, and I was eagerly awaiting his appearance in the show, but he never showed up! Yes, I'm talking about Decepticon Scrapface, the estranged Redeco of Refractor that no matter how hard I squinted, simply did not appear in this cartoon. There were plenty of reflectors seen in the crowds of Decepticon Warriors, including the G1 Toy Redeco exclusive versions, but no Scrapface. Bizarre. All these figures should still be available in dwindling numbers at Walmarts across the country, but now that the show is out, their time may be limited. The Decepticons took over the Voyager class with 2 gift sets, featuring a Voyager and 2 Battlemaster partners. The numero uno Decepticon leader Megatron, who overpowered every scene he was in, was partnered with Battlemaster Captive Lionizer and Pinpointer. The Battlemasters were nowhere to be found in the show, but Megatron looks like he walked right off the screen with scratches across his chest and gunmetal paint. If you are looking for a Siege Megatron to adorn your shelf, this is the one to get. But you may have to customize those luscious lips all on your own. The other Voyager is a Cybertronian mode Seeker generic named Hotlink, who also comes with 2 Battlemaster partners not seen on screen. Hotlink was featured often in scenes that were heavy with Seekers. He didn't appear to have a speaking role, though. Both of these Voyager sets are still on shelves of some Walmarts, and Megatron was even put on sale for about $31 on Walmart.com recently. And finally, there is our buddy Ultra Magnus, who for some reason was part of what Hasbro called a spoiler pack. It's unclear to me, though, why this package was shrouded in such secrecy, because there was literally nothing spoilery about the pack, other than that Ultra Magnus was in it. His partner Rung has absolutely no screen time at all and seems to be a toy-only creation. Strangely, the Ultra Magnus gift set was almost instantly put on clearance at most stores for $35, and in some cases even cheaper. Due to the clearance pricing, many of these were already snatched up, but you never know when you might just get lucky walking into your Walmart store. So those are the Netflix-branded toys that are currently out, and if you finally decided you need them after seeing them on screen, your best chance to get them at retail price is now. Or potentially wait for them to go on clearance, but that is always a risky dance that Mr. Starscream does not encourage. There's more where that came from, though. The next wave of Netflix exclusives at Walmart were revealed last month and include some very prominent characters featured in the show that have some fans downright ravenous. Elita 1, Impactor, Red Alert, Wheeljack, and good old Bumblebee were touted as the next wave of deluxes. Elita 1 was one of the standout characters of the first six episodes of War for Cybertron, and if you were hoping to get a hold of her, I got bad news. Walmart did offer pre-orders for this entire wave, but everything is sold out except for the next Leader spoiler pack, which you can still pre-order now. Although early online pre-orders are sold out, if the last wave told us anything, it's that Walmart will stock these in store generously. The pre-orders are scheduled to ship in mid-October, so they may start appearing in stores as early as September. The deluxe Bumblebee toy is appearing to be a hot ticket item, but doesn't really translate 100% from his on-screen appearance, which we never even saw transform on screen. The toy has been listed as his Earthrise appearance, so this VW alt mode figure may be as good as it gets. Red Alert and Wheeljack had supporting roles in the show, and their new toys include the more battle-worn decos seen on screen. Impactor will be released as a Decepticon and looks to feature the Autobot version head from his Siege mainline release. If only he came with that crazy grappling tube weapon he used on Optimus Prime in the show. The Voyagers of the next wave are an Earthrise version of Soundwave and Optimus, which makes sense because people really want these toys. But that leaves their drastically different on-screen Siege appearances out in the cold. It does seem a bit strange that these fan-favorite characters won't be getting the chance to be sold again, but I guess that's what the aftermarket's for. So there is a Decepticon leader coming as well, but it's currently unclear just who will be in that windowless box. I have my money on either Shockwave or Astrotrain, since both of these characters did appear on screen. I know a lot of people think it's going to be Nemesis Prime, but come on, get real, guys. There are even more Netflix toys that have been discovered in Walmart's product database, but nothing is 100% confirmed yet. These figures include Barricade, Quintesson, Cheetor, and Deep Cover. It's likely that these figures will be part of the next potential future wave, but don't quote me on that, pal. Non-Netflix toys that still readily appear on shelves include Leader Shockwave, who's been clogging shelves since his release. Siege Astrotrain has recently been released in Earthrise packaging and tends to be pretty much in stock everywhere I look. But he only appeared in the last episode of the show, and it's a bit unclear if the Ark's defenses vaporized him or not. If you want to stock up on Seekers, Voyager Thundercracker also seems to be a decently easy-to-find toy at Target and Walmart. He's even been as cheap as $18 on Amazon. I'd strike fast, though, because you won't be the only recent viewer of the show looking to buff up their roster on these guys. So yeah, that covers what I call the easy stuff. Meaning, you shouldn't have too hard of a time getting a hold of these toys at retail price or even better. We're heading into the Wild West from here on out, though, because the shelf life of all these toys has long passed, and there's not much indication that any of them will be given a second lease on life. Crazier stuff has happened, though, so it never hurts to keep your fingers crossed and your circuits flossed. There's a few deluxe characters that you might be on the lookout for after seeing the show, and that includes the following: Skytread, Spinister, Barricade, Refractor, Cog, and Prowl. Each of these figures had brief but exciting appearances on the screen. Out of them all, Barricade and Cog had the most notable character moments, which may retroactively make them quite desirable. I've already seen prices on all these characters climbing steadily on online marketplaces and haven't seen them in stores for over a month. What's notable about Cog is that he had quite a few CG Redeco clones, one of which was yellow and simply referred to as Comms Officer. All of these figures can still be had on the cheap, but you'll have to work for it, and with Christmas only a few short months away, my advice would be to find a deal quickly and jump on it as soon as you see one in your price range. RC made an on-screen appearance, but as of this recording, she has not been released in Earthrise yet. Expect her sometime this month, though, and get her while the getting is good. Cliffjumper also made a small appearance and seemed to be a digital clone of Bumblebee, but the Earthrise toy makes an excellent version of this character. Siege, Starscream, and Soundwave have already been surpassed by their new Earthrise versions, but there's a cheat code I'd like to share if you missed these guys. They are both currently appearing at Raw stores for less than 13 bucks. These discount stores are pretty hit or miss, though, as far as inventory, so I wish you the best of luck if you're willing to brave the discount crowds. Speaking of Voyagers, Sound Blaster made a very memorable appearance near the end of the 6 episodes, and quite possibly had the best backstory of any character on the show. While previously clearanced at Walmart stores, you may still be able to find one on shelf, but you're likely to be stuck with an ocean of Cell Animation Megatron instead. This previously passed over toy is certainly going to become a standout figure for any War for Cybertron toy collection. Speaking of the Walmart exclusives, Siege Optimus Prime, who was the pinnacle Autobot of the show and who is even getting his own 3-0 premium action figure, is almost nowhere to be found. After being overshadowed by his pull-on-your-fan heartstrings Earthrise Voyager mold, the Siege mold has sort of faded into obscurity. I mean, that is until he was stuffed down our throats in this cartoon. He even used his axe to take out a few Decepticons, damn! Now that the show is out, either deco of this original Optimus mold may be difficult to track down. It was repackaged with the Ape Face Wave, though, so there are some out there, but if you happen to find someone selling it at retail price, I would jump and ask how high. Siege, Ironhide, and Ratchet were both in the show, although Ironhide seemed to majorly take a back seat. Both of these figures have been difficult to purchase at retail and expect it only to get worse from here on out. Although both characters have upcoming special releases in a spankin' new Earthrise mold, the Siege versions are what we saw in the cartoon. Both have been pushing past $50 here and there on the secondary market, so figure out how you want to get yours now before you find out just how high their prices are willing to go. And now we've entered the advanced section of this course. These are the anomalies of the entire toy line that were featured in the show. Some heavily, some not so much. But their toys are destined for the stars, and if you don't already have your clutches on any of these, I wince in pain for your future. This is On the Shelf, Hard Mode Activated. Siege Jetfire soaked up screen time like a sponge in War for Cybertron. Not only was he the leader of the Seekers, he kicked ass and looked great doing it too. Jetfire was featured so prominently it almost defies logic that there hasn't been a redeco or special release of this Commander class toy. Perhaps the price point is prohibitive, but I can't help but think we may see a Netflix release of this figure with that awesome wrist laser sword accessory in our future. Maybe I'm biased, but I do love Skyfire. Although he was somewhat mistakenly clearanced early on at Walmart stores, his price has stayed steady, and no Primus-loving seller would dare let go of this amazing toy for less than $100 at this point. Fan toys be damned, Siege Jetfire is the darling now. Then there's the other giant Siege toy, Omega Supreme. Yeah, he may have appeared out of literally nowhere in the season finale, but it was still pretty cool. He was enormous! After a few mediocre Titan toys, Hasbro did right by us by releasing this incredibly bulky bot. With Scorponok now hitting shelves, Omega's time has certainly come and gone. A few online retailers still have some in stock, but they've read the writing on the wall and the prices have been adjusted accordingly. This toy's day below $200 are long gone.
More destruction imminent.
This episode is about to rain on your parade even more with the reminder that if you don't already have the Rainmakers that were exclusive to Target, you have a very stormy future ahead of you. A lot of random Seekers appeared throughout the 6 episodes of the show, and even a dark green Seeker as well, but beware, that was not Acid Storm. All 3 of the Rainmakers appeared clear as day in episode 6 of the series, and can even be seen flying in formation over that giant Astrotrain's lumbering head. This gift set, although an $80 shelf warmer for a time last year, has now returned to over $225 and has no signs of turning around. Try finding these characters loose individually if you want to snag a specific favorite. And here it is, the number one snooze fest of the entire Siege toy line, my favorite, Voyager Skywarp. This toy was available for months on Amazon.com, but while you thrifters expected it to drop in price for Black Friday, Skywarp had other plans. He teleported to the out-of-stock zone and left everyone scratching their heads.
Can't you do anything right, Skywarp?
Skywarp was featured heavily in the show, had lines, and even died by the hands of Jetfire. As if you didn't want him enough already, he was part of a major turning point in the show. I really don't know what to tell you, but yes, it's true. This once $45 toy has now broken the bank and is hard to find mint-sealed box for under $200. This figure is one of the craziest stories in Transformers in recent memory. Sure, there's an Earthrise version out now, but that's not the one that told Starscream his commander was a traitor before kicking the bucket. That's cold! There were quite a few on-screen only characters that I would be surprised if we got future toys of, but wouldn't mind. These include a Seeker sporting the E-Hobby black and gold Starscream deco, Micromaster Buzzsaw, of course, Deluxe Moonracer, rest in peace! The Rainbow of Cogs and Sideswipes, the black Impactor guards at Soundblaster's hideout, and Alpha Trion. What I don't need to see are any reanimated Rust Bots from the Allspark Chamber. No, thank you. And finally, I want to pour one out for the characters that appeared in toy form, but didn't make it into the show. Although they were heavily featured in the toy lines of Siege and Earthrise, none of the Battlemasters made it into the show, even though we received some exclusive decos in the Walmart Netflix toy line. Sorry, small guys. Only three Micromasters appeared on screen, and that was Ravage, Cybertronian Laserbeak, and Cybertronian Buzzsaw. The weird thing is that Buzzsaw never even got a toy, regardless of all the endless fan outcry for it. Maybe there's still hope. In the deluxe category, we never saw Six Gun, Brunt, or Crosshairs. That's pretty good though. Only 3 out of 17 deluxes hit the cutting room floor. Blue Streak, Covert Clone Sideswipe, Slam Dance, the Power Dashers, and Greenlight were also not present. But those were all exclusives, so we'll give them a pass. In the Voyager class, we have to pour one out for Decepticon Redwing, Ape Face, and fan favorite Springer, Say It Ain't So! Maybe they'll get a chance in Season 2, maybe. And that leaves us with the single leader class toy that was nowhere to be found. Galaxy Upgrade Optimus Prime. I was hoping there might be some sort of canon reason for this version of Optimus to appear in the show, but my hopes were dashed and no one cares what I think, so boo. Well, I hope you enjoyed this little toy-centric guide to the War for Cybertron Netflix show. I didn't want to give it a straight-up review because the TF Talk cast will be giving their opinions later tonight on TFYLP at 8:30 Central. Be there or be a triangle.
Don't be snoozing.
The TF Talk Network exists due to the efforts of an enthusiastic collection of Transformers fans across North America and beyond. Check out our variety of shows like Microcasters, Ouch My Wallet, Cut the Tape, and our flagship show featuring a rotating all-star cast, TFYLP, which has been running for over 10 years. The cast at the TF Talk Network is always growing, so if you have a desire to participate, reach out to us via any of our social platforms at TFYLP. The TF Talk cast is on Discord. You can join us for free by typing bit.ly/TF Talk Discord in the browser of your choice. Intro and outro score provided by Surrender. You can find Surrender at surrender-official.bandcamp.com. Directly support our shows and keep us on the air by becoming a monetary supporter of TFYLP on Patreon. Donations through Patreon are used to cover production and server expenses that keep our shows running and are not distributed to individual staff members. If you have any comments or feedback, you can directly email the show at tftalknews@tftalk.net, and we'd love to read some of your comments on the air. And if you've got a hot news tip, send it my way!
So, I mean, the show wasn't that bad, right? I mean, it's a little slow, they walk a lot, they have wavy waists and stuff. But where the hell is Scrapface, man? I was really hoping for Scrapface. I bought a lot of those.